Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the approval of the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
Mr. Chairman, case number 10,852, Robert and Lynn Wilson. That case has been withdrawn.
Okay. Are there any other? If not, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve. The agenda is revised on September the 9th.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve the revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of the last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted according to the following rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Each application is separately announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or for a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. And once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence is taken and that those items are considered after the new public hearings. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would ask that you turn those off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. The first case, please.
Case number 10,848, Charles V. Rector, north east of row 361, 100 feet southeast of row 368. A variance from the minimum square footage and lot width requirement for two parcels.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You need to go up here first, sir, and be sworn in, please.
Have your name and place of residence, please.
Charles Rector, 820 Garfield Parkway, Bethany Beach.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
Yes. I have a parcel that is just outside the Ocean View town limits. It is 1 acre exactly with an existing house and detached garage on a little more than half of the property. I would like to divide it into two parcels so that I can put a second house up on the vacant portion of the property.
Shit. Okay. Now that, you're going to sell, I mean, it's for family, or you're going to just sell it? I mean, it's up for what?
It's for the family.
For family?
Yes.
Okay.
Although I would like to sell the existing house on that parcel.
The one that you're in now?
But we're not in there.
Oh, you're not in there.
But the existing house we'd like to sell. The vacant area we'd like to keep for ourselves and okay. Build there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are there questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I want to make sure on parcel A we're at, he's asking for a 2020.6 foot variance. And parcel, let's see, I'm a little confused by what's written in here then. Under two down here, it says parcel A, 1386 feet.
Oh, variance is 150 foot width.
That's from the 150 foot.
Yes, that's from the width.
Okay, both of those are, okay.
That's correct, that's my understanding, that they both, we would be taking variances in the road frontage, and the parcel that is now vacant will be below 22,000 square feet.
Okay, thank you.
So on parcel A, you're going to need a variance from the 150 foot, and also on the lot that you're going to divide, you're going to need a 16 from the 150 foot, 16.33, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a couple?
Sure.
Mr. Rector, you probably just heard me when I gave my instructions. One of the things that I said was that the burden is on the applicant to prove the standards for granting, for obtaining a variance. Can you go through those with the board and explain how you meet those standards?
I can, once I run through here and find the paperwork that tells me the standards that we're looking for. Give me a minute. Well, uniqueness, I think, is self-explanatory. We know the size and dimensions of the lot, and that the variance, covers that. Obviously, I cannot develop the property in any fashion without the variance. I didn't create this situation. I bought the property from another person, and when I bought it, my understanding was that it was developable without the variance, and shame on me, but that is the case. Wouldn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We are just outside the limits of Ocean View, and because of that, the sizes of the lots that are just up the street are certainly smaller than what we're looking for here. It's minimum variance that can be afforded to avoid relief. We've kept the parceling as tight to the existing buildings as we can to present to give the largest area for the vacant section of the property that we can.
When did you buy the property?
Sometime this past winter. I don't have a good date on that.
And you indicated that somebody told you that it would be possible to subdivide it. Who told you that?
The owner that I bought it from.
Who was that?
Michael Atkins.
You didn't contact anyone from the county to find out what would be involved with trying to subdivide the property?
No, I did not. I was aware that there are two sanitary stubs onto the property, and that to me was an indication that apparently that it would be able to be subdivided. Again, my error.
So is that why you bought the property, to build a new home and sell the other one?
Well, we had hoped to do that. We bought it in part to allow the previous owner to get out from under a bad situation with the bank. The intention was to fix the house up and to sell it, and with the hope that we'd be able to subdivide it. But that, it was all kind of jumbled in together. Buy it, help the guy out, and do what we can with the property.
Okay, are there any further questions? Mr. Burrow?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Excuse me, Harry. I'm sorry.
Can I make further statement?
Yes, sir.
I have contacted adjacent landowners. I have letters from two of the five that I contacted saying that they have no objection to the
subdivision of the property as I explained it to them.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,848 under advisement.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,848 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. And what that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay.
Would there be any advantage to staying for that portion of the meeting? Might I be asked any further questions?
No, sir. The hearing is closed, so there will be no more testimony offered. The board will review it again and may make a decision tonight.
Okay. But my being here or not has no bearing on it?
No, sir.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you much.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate your time.